Welcome to the GreenlightReviews.com Rental Report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear an excerpt from our review of the 2007 offbeat comedy, The Nanny Diaries. This story shows you what goes on when good nannies happen to bad families.
Based on a best-selling novel, this story is about a college grad working as a nanny for a rich Manhattan couple with a dysfunctional marriage and an incredibly spoiled and difficult brat.
You know, Les, there were many problems with this film, not the least of which was the fact that the writers could not decide upon the right style for this picture. They tried to adapt the novel's literary devices, meaning Mr. and Mrs. X, onto the screen. This is a kind of joke that's fine in a book, but it really is not acceptable on the screen.
I think they missed the boat adapting a novel. I think they missed the boat terribly in the casting. I just did not relate in any way to these three people that are starring in this film.
Oddly enough, however, I can't give this movie a red light. I reserve my red lights for movies that really hit below the belt, that have too much violence or too much foul language. And The Nanny Diaries doesn't have that, so I'm inclined to give this a really weak yellow light.
I have to agree with you, Anne. It wasn't offensive. It was just, do something that'll get me to care. They didn't, so I'm giving it a reluctant yellow light. Two yellow lights for The Nanny Diaries.
Hi, I'm Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.